Hello everyone, and welcome to the Parent Corner. We are starting to do a conversation or have a conversation with you about Montessori, about how Montessori fits within a 21st century education. And so here it is. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Hilary, and I am the head of school at Claire's Montessori International Academy. I have been working with Claire for over 12 years now as her consultant. I helped her start the elementary program, and I have done a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes. Some of you do, in fact, know me and have known me for years. And this doesn't mean that Claire is not going to be part of the school by any means. Claire is just not necessarily going to be doing all the day-to-day running of the school, and so this is my way of saying hello, and please also stop by to say hi to me. So firstly, I want to say to you, congratulations. I don't know it if you know that you have chosen a very special education for your child. Not only have you enrolled your child in a Montessori school, but you've also chosen one that holds extremely high standards in all three of the most critical areas needed for student development and ultimate success in school and in life. Many people who join our school tell us that they love the atmosphere and the family feel to the school, but they often say there's a lot more to it. We just can't put our finger on it. Well, I'd like to think that it's these very special education areas that unconsciously parents feel and unknowingly or knowingly understand are so important for their children's development. And that's what attracts them to our school, to Claire's Montessori School, where you get a quality education and experience for your child. So, what are these three pillars and why are they so important for all students to learn? And by the way, folks, no matter what the age. So, current education theory shows that every child must have exposure to and development in social, emotional, and academic learning. So, as you can tell, I did not just say academic learning. Now, you may ask me why academic learning is last on the list and is not the only responsibility for a school in the 21st century. And guess what? I'm going to be excited to explain this to you. So this week, I'm going to talk about the social learning part of what we do in schools that is so vitally important, or some schools do. And in the following couple of weeks, I'm going to talk about emotional learning and then further explain what brain research is showing as regard how students best learn academic subjects and what academic learning actually comprises in our school. So first, let's look at social learning. I'm sure you've noticed, but it's probably worth pointing out, that your child is in a classroom of mixed ages at Claire's Montessori International Academy. Now, you may not realize that this is not by accident, but by perfect design. So Dr. Montessori, the first woman surgeon in Italy and a contemporary of many psychologists, including Itard and Sagan, designed the classrooms this way because of the developmental milestones we as humans go through in our developmental years. And of course, that includes all the ages that we serve at Claire's. So our classrooms are laid out in such a way as to enhance and provide the most optimum social environment in which a child can thrive and flourish. In Montessori, we talk about human development before adulthood in terms of planes of development. So what are these planes of development? Well, the first plane of development is from birth to age 6 years old, with numerous big milestones happening along this continuum, as I'm sure all of you can attest to. And it's on this plane of development that the character of a human being is formed. Yep, not just according to Montessori, but also according to developmental psychologists. So yes, you may have just realized that you have your child in a school that bases his or her experience in developmental psychology. And that means that every child can be the best that he or she can possibly be. And it is these early years that will determine who your child will become as an adult. Gulp, right? But it really is between the age, up through the age of six, some for some students, seven. This is beyond critical for the development of the adult. Now, the second plane of development, as I identified through the Montessori methodology, is from age 6 through 12 years old. So this is the beginning of the social plane of development, where children are learning how to become integrated into society as a whole. So this stage is also when students' minds and personalities are elaborated upon. It's when children learn the beginnings of their moral code and also start to place more emphasis on their friends than on their family. Now, the third plane of development is from ages 12 through 18 years old. So, of course, this is when what we generally consider to be the adolescent stage. And this is when students cement their social position in the world, as well as their moral code, which becomes fully developed. The adolescent is now fully capable of pulling away from parents, and friends become of vital importance to them. And the final plane of development is from 18 to through 24, 25 years old. And that's the final elaboration of the child becoming an adult. And at 24, 25 is generally when the frontal lobe, the frontal cortex, actually is fully formed and developed, which is the reasoning center of the brain. And it's only up until that age, folks, that this still continues to develop. So how important is it up through 24, 25 that there is still a strong social construct around the developing adult to actually allow that person to become a good contributing member of society? Okay. So now I've given you a brief overview of these planes of development, but just how does it work in school, and particularly for your child, right? Well, at Claire's Montessori, our students are kept in authentic Montessori age guidelines. This because we are actually a private school, so we can maintain the authentic Montessori method, where most other schools, if under other rules and regulations or red tape, can't. But we know that this is best for developing the child's character and personality, and we work very hard at maintaining these age groupings. So think about it. If you have an infant, you'll notice that the infants are not all the same age, right? The same applies, of course, to our toddler age ranges, which age range between 18 months and 3 years old. The early childhood, or some people call it preschool, which is ages 3 through 6, and notice I said 6, so that does include kindergarten. Very, very critical for a child's academic development to keep it in with the multi-age group. And then, of course, our elementary levels as well, and we can combine those in elementary, or we can separate them out, which we have this year, which is ages 6 through 9 and then ages 9 through 12. Now, this sets children up to be able to communicate, empathize, and socialize with others of varying age groups. Students also learn from each other. The older students model appropriate behavior, which encourages younger students to behave more appropriately. And the students learn to become leaders and followers and leaders again as they move up through the school. Qualities that we know are needed when we enter the workforce and, of course, just generally in life. Now consider this. When we take students out on field trips at Claire's, we always have comments on how well-behaved our students are in comparison to other students from other schools. Now, folks, even though I'd love to say that it's because we're very special and all our children and teachers are, it's not really because our students or teachers are more perfect than others, but it is because students are appropriately placed in social communities so that social learning is part of their everyday norm. And I want to share something with you as I was coming in today, and yesterday, in fact, as I came into California. I was walking through LAX, and there were numerous, I mean, I cannot tell you how many there were, but there must have been 10, 15 or so, posters and adverts for developing communities for children, and how important these communities are for children's success. There were adverts everywhere asking people to donate. And what struck me was this: in our school, we do not need to create artificial communities. This is what an authentic Montessori experience is, free, of course, of the public school red tape. But we're able to fully embrace the brilliance of true Montessori education in our private school. So your children experience multi-age communities, which of course mirror real life, as it's inherent in our education system. Something, of course, that, according to research and from all our observations, benefit all students for life. So to finish off, I'm going to talk to you about several research articles. Actually, I've just picked out two. There's hundreds of them, about the importance of social learning and its effects on academics. And social learning often is combined with emotional, and we certainly do the social-emotional combination in our school. But I wanted to separate it out so that we can hone in on the different versions of education. So if we're looking at community building, and if we're looking at social, there's the social learning as being important to positive outcomes for children, I looked at ASCD, which is an educational leadership magazine, and they do a lot of research, and they compile a lot of research. And then I also looked at northwest.org, and that's another education research group. And here are some of the quotes. From one of them, it says, research shows that programs that support students' development in communicating effectively, negotiating conflict, practicing empathy, understanding their own skills and ability, managing their emotions and behavior, and other social and emotional skills can lead to better academic and life outcomes, all of which we do within an authentic Montessori experience. We go on to say, when social and emotional learning skills are intentionally taught, practiced, and reinforced in schools, students have better behavior, social, and academic outcomes. And a growing body of research confirms the benefits of building a sense of community in school. Students in schools with a strong sense of community are more likely to be academically motivated, to act ethically and altruistically, social and emotional competencies, and to avoid a number of behavior problems, including drug use and violence. And finally, when social and emotional learning skills are intentionally taught, practiced, and reinforced in schools, students have better behavioral, social, and academic outcomes. Research on students who participated in some form of social emotional learning instruction has found short and long-term benefits in student outcomes, with most research focusing on elementary and middle grade programs. Now, please know, we start this as early as our infants. So parents, this makes my arguments about private Montessori schools. As far as I know, and I have many friends in the consulting world, and we, you know, that's another story, I suppose, but many of us have done a lot of research and in connection with a lot of research people. Montessori is the only school system in the world is present day that actually provides these social and community structures inherent in the education system. So that's, of course, available to all of your students who enjoy an amazing education at Claire's Montessori. So that's it, folks. Stay tuned for the next installment on emotional learning and what it looks like in Montessori and why, again, it's important for your child's success at school and in life. And obviously, I've alluded to some of that from some of these researchers. Now, folks, I do want to invite you, if you do not know or if you're aware but aren't sure or understand it at all, we do have elementary programs. And why do we boast that our elementary education is a 21st century cutting edge? Well, there's many reasons. So we are having an open house on February the 13th at 6 p.m. at the 7331 Beach Avenue at the biggest school campus address. And we're going to take people on a guided tour of both elementary classrooms, discuss the brilliance of Montessori education for this age group child. And we invite you to come along. We'd love for you to come along, bring your children, and come and see why elementary Montessori education really does prepare every child for the 21st century. All right, folks, that's all from me for this week, and I'll be speaking to you again next week. Bye for now.